Something else that I am tracking, as is our tech editor, Dan Howley, NVIDIA's GTC conference is happening over the next several days. It is their conference that has to do with developers and new technologies. And one of the companies that's announcing it had a new contract with is Luminar, and that has to do with NVIDIA's sort of automotive efforts to introducing some new new autonomous driving technology. Dan Howley is with us now. And Dan, you and I have been talking to the folks at NVIDIA. We've been monitoring that conference. And there's a lot of, for lack of a better word, cool stuff that they are working on, as are the tech industry at large now, as we see this push into stuff like autonomous driving, the metaverse. I mean, I don't even know where to start. There's so much going on. I guess we can start with that Luminar situation and some of the auto stuff they're working on.
Yeah, it's interesting. They have been working on automotive self-driving features and in-car features for a while, but this is a big announcement for them with their new Drive Hyperion system. Now, this is basically a kind of self-driving platform kit that other manufacturers, OEMs, can use to then make their vehicles self-driving. And they're using the Luminar LiDAR system as part of it. They also have sonar involved in this. They have some of the cameras involved in this, as well as other sensors. And so it's really meant to improve the self-driving capabilities that NVIDIA already has built out. So that's their Drive Hyperion system. But then they have two other systems that they announced today as part of their effort for self-driving. And again, this is all part of the GTC conference. One is Drive Chauffeur and one is Drive Concierge. Now, these are built into their Drive platform. Drive Concierge is essentially an AI in your car that will basically be your assistant, your kind of get-all. You can ask it very specific questions about your car, about ordering things on the go. If you go up to a burger place, you can ask it to order you burgers, and it'll do just that. But it'll also do things like automatically park your car, acting as a valet. So you go to, say, I don't know, Wendy's, you jump in, go get your spicy nugs in the dining room, sit down, have a nice meal, nice candlelit meal at Wendy's, and then you tell the car to go park itself, and it will go find a parking space, park itself, whether it's parallel parking, straight on parking, corner parking. And then when you want it to come back, you can call it back and it'll pick you up and you can go home full of spicy nugs and be happy. And then the other thing is the Drive Chauffeur. And basically Drive Chauffeur is a kind of self-driving technology. It's basically the AI behind the self-driving that they're doing. And really, that's going to be something that eventually would lead to full self-driving, but they don't go that far quite yet in saying that those are the capabilities. And one of the interesting things is, I know we've discussed this, how they're using their Omniverse platform to train the self-driving capabilities of these cars. So basically what they're doing is using this huge simulator to put cars in using this Omniverse, making a digital twin of the world in these cars, and then letting them drive around this digital twin of the world. And that feeds information into an AI. So rather than having to drive cars around in the real world, putting people in dangerous situations, they do it in the AI or in the replicator Omniverse platform. And then the car is able to do itself on its own. And so it can drive through snow, it can drive through rain, it can stop short, it can, you know, come close to crashes and things like that, and really give more information than just driving on the road could. And they can simulate that so much faster than regular drivers could in the real world. So really interesting things coming out of GTC for sure.
Yeah, most definitely. And it seems like, you know, especially since Facebook changed its name to Meta, but even before that, the talk of the metaverse has just accelerated exponentially just over the past, call it 1 month, 2 months. And NVIDIA is very much a part of that effort as well, even as we learned yesterday that AMD had won a contract with Meta to help work on some of its metaverse efforts. I think those shares are still going up this morning. Dan, you and I are going to be talking much more about all of this. We're going to talk to NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang tomorrow following his keynote at the GTC this morning, in which he also unveiled a toy Jensen avatar of himself, an AR toy Jensen. There's just a lot of cool stuff here that we are going to continue to talk about, me and Dan. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. Thanks so much, Dan. I'll catch up with you later.